Hi everyone, it's Quentin from 22 Point, the developer of RappyTap, which is a casual, accessible, reaction-based game which is available now on Google Play. What I wanted to do today was give you a bit of an audio walkthrough of some of the features using TalkBack. So after that welcome screen, so let's then give you some instructions on RappyTap playing the
application
game.
Button. RappyTap.
When you go into the game for the first time after installing it, it gives you a welcome screen thanking you for buying it. We took the decision to make the app paid rather than free to download with ads, both because ads are intrusive, particularly for people with low vision. They consume up to 5 times as much battery and internet as the app otherwise would, and the ad companies collect a lot of personal information about you. You'll notice that even the light version of our app requires no permissions, not even the internet permission, that Google Play no longer even alerts you when apps request when you download. And so we hope you do support us in that by buying the full version. So after that welcome screen, the app then gives you some instructions on playing the game. There is a free version available too, by the way, a trial with a couple of the game modes that you can try. Otherwise, when you get into the game, it takes you to the menu with all of the options. So let's have a look.
RappyTap. Start button.
So that's the main one, obviously, that starts the game.
Instructions button.
That's where you can review the instructions, read them again later. Basically, in its simplest form, RappyTap is a reaction-based game. Things appear on screen and with an audio prompt, obviously, and you have to tap them as quickly as possible, or double tap if you're using TalkBack. So you can have the screen set either to be full screen, so it doesn't matter where you tap, or you can have a grid, which is anywhere from 2 squares on screen all the way up to 10 by 12, which is quite a large grid. In the grid modes, the squares are all numbered from the top left across and then down. So in 3 by 3 mode, for instance, the top row is 1, 2, 3, the middle row 4, 5, 6, and the bottom row 7, 8, 9. And when a new tile appears, it will tell you where it is, in which square. And as you drag your finger around the screen, it will tell you that as well. We'll get to that in a moment. So,
choose board size. Drop down list 3x3.
I've got it set to 3x3 at the moment, so we'll leave it there for now.
Choose difficulty. Asterisk equals not suitable for full screen mode. Drop down list normal.
So normal is the default difficulty level. There are actually 12 levels in all, and I've highlighted the ones which are not suitable for full screen mode. Some of them, because there are multiple things appearing on screen at once, for instance, makes it not suitable for full screen mode. So I've highlighted which ones are and which ones aren't there. So just to give you a quick run through of what the different levels are, let's have a look.
Drop down list showing 12 items. Not checked, checked, not checked, easy.
So easy has 5 rounds with a delay between each round.
Checked, normal.
Normal is 10 rounds and basically one thing appears as soon as you clear a tile, the next one appears.
Not checked, hard.
Hard starts to introduce decoys, which are tiles which appear and are visually distracting, and they have a sound, but TalkBack won't actually give you coordinates for them, for instance. Also, you can have multiple tiles at once, so it doesn't wait until you've cleared one to put a new tile up if you're a bit slow. With the speed, the way it works is based on how quickly you've been tapping up until now. So if you're tapping really, really quick, it will generate new tiles very, very quick. It's set so that it won't show more tiles than will appear on screen, so it is still suitable for full screen mode.
Not checked. Expert asterisk.
Expert, a little bit harder, a little bit faster, and you can fill up the screen, and that is one way of ending the game. So that one's not suitable for full screen mode.
Not checked. Insane asterisk.
Insane takes away the decoys again, so every time a new tile appears, it will be one you have to tap on. So that actually makes it harder again.
Not checked. Impossible. Asterisk.
And impossible is extremely quickly. You can, as with every level, you can still play it with any level of ability. So if you tap quite slowly, even impossible mode will take that into account. But just as with everybody else, you still probably won't be able to get past a few rounds in impossible mode. Do write in though. We'd love to hear how many rounds you can get to in impossible mode. I think my record is about 15 or 20. But then again, I've spent a lot of time playing it. So maybe that's a good score. Maybe it's not. Maybe I'm not that good at it. I'd love to hear. All right. So moving on. The other modes we've got.
Not checked. Double trouble asterisk.
Okay. This was one we put in that we thought would be a bit more challenging in a slightly different kind of way. Starts off with two tiles, and every time you clear one, another one appears, but every now and then another one appears on top of that. So then you get three tiles and four tiles and five tiles until it fills up the whole grid eventually.
Not checked. Triple to ten asterisk.
Triple to ten. Same theory. Only three tiles at once, but it's limited to 10 rounds, so you don't need to keep going on longer than that.
Not checked. Whack a lot of moles, asterisk.
Whack a lot of moles. Well, I was thinking of the old game there. Basically, tiles appear, but it introduces the concept of tiles disappearing if you're not quick enough to tap them. So this is a fun one. It doesn't have a round limit, so it's one of those ones you can keep going and will get faster and faster and faster until it gets too fast for you.
Not checked. Clear the decks.
Clear the decks was, again, another different sort of concept that we came up with. Basically, however big your grid is, it starts off full of tiles, and you have to clear them as quickly as possible, but no new tiles appear, so it's basically just get rid of all the tiles that are on screen.
Not checked. Tango to 12 asterisk.
Tango to 12 is a little bit like whack a lot of moles, only it's just to 12 rounds. We thought that was a good one for the trial version because it has all of the concepts in the game, the tiles timing out and decoys and everything like that, that to 12 rounds. So it's again a nice quick version of the game. And finally,
not checked, Peekaboo.
Peekaboo, which is one that we put in that's again similar, but it's suitable for full screen mode. Only one tile appears at once, regardless of how big your grid is, only one tile at once. So to start with, we'll leave the
not
difficulty
checked.
On
not checked. Normal.
Normal.
Checked. Rapid.
And then let's come down and look at the
choose
next
theme.
Option. Choose theme.
Drop down list. Default. Showing four items.
Okay, there's four different themes at the moment. Always happy to take ideas on new ones. The themes have both the visual images of the tiles that you have to tap and also the sounds that accompany it. So we've got default.
Checked, default. Not checked, solid colours.
Solid colours is a great one if you have enough sight to make some use of that, but need nice, bright, solid, bold squares to tap on instead of, say, the circles in the default mode.
Not checked. Stripes of Confusion.
Stripes of Confusion is a theme where basically visually each tile is a set of diagonal stripes, black and white, going one way for the tiles and the other way for the decoys. So it's quite tricky to tell them apart, or it is for me anyway. And it's one that the sounds as well are designed to be that little bit confusing as well because they're very similar regardless of what you do.
Not checked. Happy face.
And happy face is one with some smiling faces for the icons and grimacing faces for the decoys. It's one of the ones I like.
Checked. Rapid tip.
Okay. Moving on to the other options.
Checked. Use text to speech checkbox.
That is the option that reads out the coordinates of new tiles when they appear. So you can use that in combination with TalkBack, or you can use it without TalkBack running at all. Actually, if you turn TalkBack off and have used text-to-speech on, it's actually a good challenge of finding the right squares on screen. So, for instance, back in that 3x3 mode, the top left one is 1, the top right part of the screen is 3, and so on. So you can actually challenge yourself to find those even without looking at the screen. I've done that before. I do have enough sight to see the screen, but I've done it closing my eyes, and I can actually play it like that.
checked, verbose TTS announcements checkbox.
That gives you that little bit more information. So, for instance, it says tap 3, whereas if you turn that off, it will just announce the number of the square that you need to tap when it appears. So it'll just say 3, 6, 7, if you have it unchecked.
Checked, use sound effects checkbox.
And sound effects are the little noises that the icons make when they appear. You can have that or not, just personal preference.
Not checked, show detailed game information checkbox.
That gives you a bit more information about the makeup of the game before it starts, and also about the records that you've got at the end of the game. Otherwise, it'll only tell you if you get a record, or it'll tell you what the record best score is.
Checked, show options next time checkbox.
By default, when you start the app, it goes into this options screen, but if you uncheck show options next time, it will actually start straight into the game with however you had it set up previously. So I like doing that because it means I can just jump straight into the action, but your mileage may vary. And then we just get onto a few other options of how to contact us and the version number and so on. So let's come back up the top of the screen.
Rapper tip. Start button.
Okay, so let's start the game.
Mode, normal, 10 rounds. New tile appears as soon as you clear a tile. Theme, happy face. Tap happy faces quickly. Tap anywhere to start. Mode, normal, 10 rounds. New tile appears as... Mode, normal, 10 rounds. New
so
tile appears...
When I tap on the screen, she'll read all that out again. Now, I have found a little bit of a bug. If you don't let her finish, it won't read out where the first tile is. So I've let her finish again. So let's double tap and start.
Tap 5.
Tap 5. Okay, so let's have a look around the screen. If I go up to the top right.
3, tap 5.
3, yep.
Double 2, tap 5.
So I've gone to the left.
Double 1, tap 5.
Now I'm in the left corner.
Double tap to select 4, tap 5. 5 here.
There we go. So I'm in the middle of the screen on tile number 5. 5 here, so it's ready to tap. So I'll double tap.
Tap 1.
Tap 1. So we remember now 1 is in the top left-hand corner, so let's come back up.
2, tap 1 here. Tap 7.
Tap 7. So in our 3x3 grid, it goes 1, 4,
tap 7. 7 here.
Going down.
Tap 6.
6. Now, 6 is actually on the right-hand side on the row above that. But what I can actually do, because it's the tile before, essentially, you can do that swiping from right to left that is a standard talkback feature. So
6 here.
There we go. We're straight on 6. And we'll double tap.
Tap 2. 5, tap 2.
Five.
2 here.
And then up 1, there's 2.
Tap 5.
So particularly in this normal mode, there's absolutely no pressure. It will wait as long as I take for me to tap the next tile, which I've forgotten what it is now.
9, tap 5.
5, there we go. So that's up in the middle.
5 here.
There it is.
Tap 1.
And 1 at the top left.
1 here. Tap 5.
Back to 5.
5 here. Tap 1.
Oh, back to 1 again.
1 here. Tap 4.
Tap 4. So just below.
4 here. The end. Mode. Normal. 10 rounds. New tile appears as soon as you clear a tile. Rounds. 10. Game time. 104s. Final score. 0. Best score. 0. Press back to continue.
Okay, we took our time there, and it didn't actually register a high score for us. I think if we'd been about 5 seconds quicker, I think we might have got a score of 1 there, but that's okay. If you find that you really can't get a score above 0, write in, let us know, and we can look at adjusting the scoring there. So we're quite open to suggestions and ideas. We did want to make it challenging to get a good score, but at the same time, don't want to see you getting 0 all the time. So press back to continue. So let's press the back button there.
Rapper tip.
And we're back at the main menu here. Let's try another game. So let's...
Drop down list. Normal. Showing 12 items. Not checked. Expert asterisk. Not checked. Tango to 12 asterisk.
Okay, thought I'd come and give Tango to 12 a bit of a go. Again, one of the ones in the free version, so if you haven't bought the game yet, you can have a go at this mode too. And I might put the sound effects back on as well that we had off before.
Not checked. Use sound effects checkbox. Checked.
Okay, and...
checked. Verbose TTS announcements checkbox.
I'll turn that off so we'll get a bit quicker response from the TTS telling us where to tap next.
Not checked.
So, let's have a go.
Start button. Mode. Tango to 12... Mode. Tango to 12 asterisk. 12 rounds. New tiles appear immediately. Also extra tiles, decoys and tiles timeout. Theme. Happy face. Tap happy faces quickly. Avoid angry faces. Tap anywhere to start.
All right, let's go.
One. Seven. One here. Seven. Seven here. Nine. Nine, two. Nine here. Two, three. Two here. Three here. Four, seven. 4 here, aye. 7 2, 7 here, aye. 2 here, aye. 9 6, 9 here, aye. 6 3, 6 here, aye. 3 here, aye. 7 9, 7 here.
Aye.
The end. Mode. Tango to 12 asterisk. 12 rounds. New tiles appear immediately. Also extra tiles, decoys and tiles timeout. Rounds. 12. Game time. 26s. Final score. 5. Best score. 5. New record. Best score. 5. Previous record. 4. Press back to continue.
There we go. So, actually, I found on one TTS that that game time was read as 26 seconds. Obviously, on this one, it's not. So, I think that depends on which voice you're using. But we got a score of 5 there. So, and it was better than my previous score of 4. So, there we go. We did all right there. So, that's most of the features of the app. If you'd still like more information, the website is 22point.com.au. You can find the app on the Play Store by searching R-A-P-I-T-A-P. Got the website. If you need help, you can always email us help@22point.com.au. And look forward to providing you lots more accessible apps and content in the future. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.